Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Kedushim, Sanctified, Consecrated, Sacred. Week 30, 6th Aliyah. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and my judgments and perform them, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out. Leviticus 20, verse 22. Can sin affect nature? When the men obey the commandments given by the Creator, He will not only reflect on the Eternal's character, but also His entire being and surroundings will be affected by strong positive forces producing complete and total harmony. This also includes nature. When men obey the commandments, the birds are fine, the fish rejoice, flowers shine, and trees clap their hands. Man's lifestyle affects even the clouds in the sky, the sun rays, the speed of the moon, and the earth's magnetic forces. The entire creation depends on man's fulfillment of the commandments or not. In Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, it's written, "Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying and murder, stealing and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land mourns, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea are dying." The land of Israel is set apart by the Eternal for a specific purpose. The inhabitants of this land are obliged to obey more than only men on earth. Since it is the Eternal's land, sin against them brings much more severe consequences in relation to the land. The land may vomit its inhabitants if they don't obey the commandments of the Eternal. To sin in Israel is worse than sinning in the United Kingdom. To sin in Jerusalem is worse than sinning in Eilat. The prophets show us when sin in Jerusalem, reaches a certain level, exile will fall upon the entire people. It wasn't the sin of the Babylonians and the Romans that caused the destruction of both temples. It was the Eternal who gave them power to do it because the sinners in Zion who didn't repent. It's not the Muslims' sin that caused war in Israel with tens of thousands of deaths, and many more to come in the future. It's the Sacred One of Israel who fulfills his threat when the people don't obey his commandments. Obedience brings peace and life. Disobedience brings war and death. It's our choice. Shalom.